but if he's running for Corp Comm, he won't.
Here we go. Right, that's right. Exactly. Romy has said for years we should have a enhanced listener membership where we turn on the cameras and you can hear everything we talk about during the breaks. They just missed a good one, didn't they?
I think so.
We're here with the director of the Arizona Registrar of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham, and we have talked about career days, and we've talked about the danger of the traveling service providers.
The National Association of Bunco Investigators called them nomadic organized crime groups. And bunco is confidence crimes, crimes of deception. And it's a term that we used to use years and years ago. Bunco, of course, is a game.
Okay.
That's where it came from. But the way it's used in the law enforcement arena is it's deception. And that's exactly it. We're going to deceive you. We're going to take your money. We're going to do something, you know.
And we're here as your agency and as Rosie on the House to do everything we can to protect that Arizona homeowner.
Absolutely.
Well, another dimension of that you're involved in is this Arizona management system.
Yes.
That's just pervasive into everything, right?
Yes, it's changing the way state government does business.
Hallelujah.
And to turn it into, as the governor says, and as I believe too, I've lived here a long time. You as well. To turn Arizona into the number one state to live, work, play, recreate, retire, and visit.
That's an honorable goal.
It is. And so what we're doing
means we can be more crowded.
Well, I mean, but we still have a lot of open spaces here, Romy.
We do.
Rosie, you can walk around and not see a lot of people for a long time, but. Basically what it is, a thumbnail, and what I encourage anybody that's interested in this to go to ams.az.gov, and they can get dig deep into what's going on here. It's, I'll give you an example of what happened at our agency, and some of our listeners aren't going to be interested in it, but it kind of gives you an idea of what we do. A license application for somebody getting a new license, license contractor application, had been about 30 pages, 35 pages, something like that. Once we looked at this application and matched the questions we were asking to the statutes that are required, the application is now 8 pages long. So what that does is instead of taking 90, 100 days for a small businessman to start his business going, the time frame is down to the 20-day range. That means you want to start a new business, you don't have to wait for those things. And the way this works is it's a continuous improvement, looking at all the processes. Why is this being done? Is it need to be done? Or is there something that we should be doing that we aren't doing? And we go through those in a very systematic matrix type of process and come up with these changes. And it's going all over the place. And I think last week you had Sue Black.
We did.
From Parks, and she talked a little bit about how that's helped them. But
it helped them win the Gold Award, declaring them the number one run
absolutely
state park and trail system in the entire country.
Yeah, they don't have that for us, but... But anyway, so, but it is.
Well,
but
not every state has a registrar.
That's true.
We're one of the ones that are very fortunate to have you.
But they did a great job. There's all sorts of other things, you know, consolidating licensing agreements that maybe we had like 42 different licensing agreements in the state instead of just having one because it is one state. It's one enterprise. So treating the government in that arena as a business enterprise. Outside of statute and outside of policy, the business of what's going on, there's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. We thank the governor for encouraging us to do that and giving us the direction.
Yeah, I'm as a long-term Arizona resident who have seen quote unquote business people come into the number one office of the land and not turn out so good. I have to say, what I'm seeing right now, I am pretty tickled about. So. Yeah. Director Jeff Liedem. I can't thank you enough for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the work you're doing at the Registrar of Contractors. And keep it up. And remember, your plate's not full yet.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you,
Jim?
Thank you
right?
very much. Thanks for giving me the info on the corn, too, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, there you go.